Welcome to My Soul to Soul Journey podcast, where we take intimate journeys to discover deeper connections. On this podcast, we will unravel the tales of our past love lives to uncover the profound lessons they can offer for our current and future relationships. This is your guide to transforming your love life by journeying from past experiences to present wisdom, inviting personal growth, stronger bonds, and a renewed perspective on love. Whether you're in the throes of a budding romance, seeking understanding and closure from the past, or perhaps you're just curious about the transformative power of love and enjoy listening to real stories from real people connected to multiple lives, tune in and subscribe as we turn heartaches into stepping stones and connections into profound lessons, right here on My Soul to Soul Journey. Today, I'd like to introduce you to my special guest, Circe. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Good. Okay, so what would you like to discover in today's session?
Kind of why I keep going through the same pattern.
So a repeated pattern in love?
Yes.
Okay. And so in other words, are you, just to clarify, are you dating the same person or same type of person, or is it creating the same outcome?
Just the same outcome, not the same people. It just never lasts.
Same outcome.
Yep.
Okay. And thinking about that outcome, just take a second to, you know, think about that outcome. And then let's think about what would you like the outcome to be? So you have the outcome that you've been experiencing over here on your left side. On the right side, what would you like the outcome to be?
I would like it that when things seem to get tough, that people actually stay and work through the things, that it's not that we just stop and people move on. But I feel like I'm willing to stay and work through trouble and things of that nature, where the partner's like, yeah, no, this is too difficult and I'm moving on.
Okay. Okay. And so you want somebody who's going to stay. What else would you like to have when they stay? What would be the outcome, your like ultimate outcome, if they did stay and work on it?
That it's a lifelong partner.
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
I love it.
That it's not okay. A toss away.
I got that. Okay. So then let's look at why you keep having this repeated pattern, and then let's look at what we can do to stop this repeated pattern and create that lasting relationship, as well as if and when that partner is going to show up, that divine connection. Okay, because I feel when I was saying that, I just felt somebody like, yes, hello, I'm here, knock, knock, knock. Like, so obviously, well, we're going to set him on aside for a second, because we want to look at the other stuff first. Okay, so patience, patience. All right, so let's just go ahead and take a deep breath in. And keep breathing. Just breathe in. Let any tension out. And while you're doing that, while we're breathing, I'm going to ask silently that the information that we receive today be for the highest good of all concerned. And I'm also asking for a safe place for each of us to receive the information and allow anything that is helpful to come forth. So I'm going to be silent just for a minute as I tap into your energy. Keep breathing. Okay, so the first past life you're showing me is you're masculine, very masculine. A farmer, you're out, you're plowing the fields. You have, I don't know if you're a cattle farmer, but you have several cows. You have horses there for transportation. This is way back before cars. you used your horses for transportation. It's very in the dirt, lots of dirt, but you have lots and lots of land, like lots of acres. I want to say the number when I said that was about 100. So this is quite big, almost one as if it were the time when we, when America was becoming settled. Yes. There's no boundaries. There's no lines. There's no division of properties. You just had, quite a bit. You were not alone for the entire time, but your wife passed in that. Okay, so this is where the belief was formed. So in that time, you came here, I don't know if you were foreign or if your parents were immigrants and settled, and you kept going and settled the land. You found your land, you had a wife. She passed rather young, and left you. She left you alone. And you had to keep that dream going without her. You did very well. You kept the dream going, but you didn't have anybody to leave it to. You partitioned at that time. Like I said, there were no boundaries, so there was a lot of government coming in and taking what you had, sowed. So there's a lot of injustice there, which, interesting enough, might have carried through in this lifetime for other things. However, I feel like that you've kind of cleared that karma with the injustices and are ready to reap what you've sown, which is a good thing. But as far as the relationship and that love connection, again, you had to build that dream on your own. Okay. What happened is you had the belief that you only have one partner in a lifetime, so you stopped yourself and you denied yourself that pleasure, the love, the intimacy with another in that lifetime. So let's let go of that belief that no longer needs to apply in this lifetime, in this century, that you only have to dedicate yourself to one person. Well, that is a beautiful and romantic gesture. It's sometimes just not as realistic. So just go ahead and take a deep breath in. And remember, you can allow, you're showing me this interesting picture, but hold on. You can allow yourself pleasure from multiple sources. And what you're showing me is, this is, I said I see things metaphorically. You're showing me a box of chocolates. And instead of just eating the nuts, which you really love, you can have the cream-filled ones and the caramels and the crunch. You can have the whole variety. You don't just have to limit yourself to one. So seriously, please enjoy the whole box of chocolate. All right, so let's just take a minute. Do you have any questions about that lifetime or have any way that related?
It makes sense because I am very stuck on you marry one person and you make it work. Like, I am so stuck on that. And I always relate it back to, this is what my grandparents did. And this is how every relationship should be. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Okay.
Like, my parents didn't make it work. But, like, my grandparents did. My great-grandparents, like, that makes so much sense to me.
Okay, good. All right, well, let's take a breath because, we're in a new century and a new time. And like I said, enjoy that box of chocolates. If you don't like one chocolate, you just take a bite of it and you get rid of it. You don't have to finish it.
I mean, I've even been married and divorced, but I'm so stuck on that.
Okay, so just let's breathe it in and let's just set that aside. The other picture you were showing me, darling, is, and this is coming from, interesting enough, your grandfather coming through. Your yes is coming in, and he's like, darling. Did he have an accent?
Occasionally,
he have like he's like, darling. He's showing me like a buffet of food, and he's like, you try everything. You try everything, and if you don't like it, you put it back. It's okay. I love that. I think I'm going to steal that one from my grandfather. So he's giving you permission, Susie. It's okay. Try a couple, and if they don't work, then you put them back until you try what you really like. Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, let's just close out that lifetime and let's look into another lifetime. And let's see. Ooh, okay, where he's coming from. He's coming in hot. So the person that was knocking at my door just a few seconds ago, you had he's foreign. And when I say foreign, I mean not from the United States, where we're from. And you had a lifetime. Where the heck is this? I've never been there. And the first word that came is like Rio de Janeiro. Very, very sexy. Not sensuous, just sexy. You were a male again. So you have a lot of male energy coming through. You were a male, he was the female, and you had the that sex appeal, right? And he had the sensuality, which is where the balance is coming in. You're to teach each other that balance. And when you say you want that partner to work through and work with you, it's the curiosity you both have of the indifferences. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So when you, in that lifetime, I almost want to say like he was a, like I keep wanting to shrug my shoulders and shimmy. He was like a flamencia dancer, just like, you know, that movement, very sensual movement. And you're so different, so opposite, but very attracted to each other in that lifetime. And like I said, the curiosity of, oh, I wish I could do that. I wish I could just be that free. And you know, she in that lifetime was, oh, I wish I could be that grounded and secure of myself, you know, secure and know. And so you have that curiosity with each other to learn and to grow and to teach. And in that lifetime, you brought that into this lifetime. You brought that curiosity that I know there's something deeper, better. I can learn more, like that more. And not more is in material things, but more like, let's dive deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper. Does that ring true?
Yeah, I very much want to know everything. I learn everything about anything and any different thing. And I do love to dance.
Girls, okay, well, there's your cue. You need to go. And that's also, you know, I love it because when I do readings, I also get a message. And yes, I have been feeling that need to get out there and let the music move me. So thank you for that reminder. Okay, but in that is where that desire, that connection is coming from. And you've missed it. You've set it aside in multiple lifetimes. You kind of push that down. It's kind of shown up, I want to say, in the last two or three lifetimes that you've had, because it was time. It was time to bring forward. Now is the time to really form that deep connection, and you're here. And the good thing is that he's here too. He's knocking. He's ready to come in. Whew. So yes, this is the time for you, while that lifetime is coming through, is to remind you that it's okay to go, like most people will just be like, oh, okay, I'm going to go deep. But you want to go, like I said, like two or three levels deeper, which I love and honor that. I greatly respect that. That is what I am all about, is getting to the core of the onion. It's in this lifetime that it's safe to do it, and it's in this lifetime that it's to be done. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
That was just a brief one. Okay. We're going to take just a pause. I want you to just breathe with me. Okay. So the partner you had in the lifetime we just mentioned, where you guys were both born, I want to say Rio de Janeiro, he's a candidate. He's a candidate for a partner in this lifetime. You also, and when I wanted to say one other, another woman dropped in, you have two others. So you have a possibility of the three guys in the room. And when I look at your inner circle for this current connection, you have choices. And again, I'm going to listen to your grandfather. It's okay to taste and figure this out and pick the one you want. So I want you to ground, because I'm also feeling with you almost like a little fear or hesitation. Maybe it's trust. It's coming through more as fear of making the right choices. Is that true?
No, I just want, I don't have fear.
Okay.
I just want someone to stay. I put my all in, and then I don't get it back. I put years of my life in, and then don't get it in return, and they just leave. And since I have children, that's frustrating, because I don't like the commitment being made and then my children being a part of it. And I don't like bringing people around my children. And then you just, it's like you throw it away. Because you can hurt me, I don't like them being hurt.
Yes. Protective mommies. Good thing. Okay. So, is it okay if we look at that right now?
Uh-huh, that's fine.
Okay. You're taking me back right now. I don't know. This is a small war. This isn't a big world war. This was like a territorial country thing going on, like just between nations, or not nations. This is like a territorial war, but you are caught in a war with your kids. You're female. You have them. The picture you're showing me is the people coming to invade, not necessarily soldiers. They look more like vigilante type things, not dressed in military, which cued me to think that maybe this is a territorial, not a big war. And they're coming towards you, and you have them behind you. They're behind a stone wall, like a barricade, and you are putting yourself out there in front of them like, nope, not today. Not now, not ever, not today, back off. Very, you pull that masculine energy, you pull that warrior energy up from the earth, and when you shout it, it's almost as if a bomb goes off in front of them, right? And they back up. Like, as soon as you come out and push and say, no way, you back up. So, why are you showing me? I'm getting chills. Ooh, okay. you're showing me this Your kids are safe. Do you have a son?
I have 3 sons.
Okay. One of them in this is telling you while you're doing that, Mom, it's okay. Look behind you. And in this, it's interesting because if I look past the barricade, he's tapping you like, Mom, we're okay. Behind you, the barricade that you found to put yourself and the kids behind is like full of all this ammunition and like, what are those things? Hand grenades? They weren't quite, like, this is way, way back because the grenades weren't pretty like they are now. Almost like they were handmaids. And he's telling you we're okay. Not only are they there to protect you, they're there to remember the balance of the feminine and masculine and to find joy in that balance. Does that make sense?
Yep, because I've made sure to teach them that.
Good girl. I love that. Okay. So how can you bring that joy into a new relationship by, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I want somebody who will let me be the female for once and not have to be the male all the time too.
Okay. So let's take a deep breath in. And before this, when we first connected, I just want to reiterate what we said, because you're showing me this again, Susie. When you want those answers and you want to know if you're making the right choice, or you're following the right path, again, get grounded. Plant your feet in dirt, plant your feet in grass, go outside, kick your shoes off. However it is, even if you're outside and you're, you know, it's not appropriate to take your shoes off, just imagine and pretend that your feet are touching the earth. And once your feet are there, hands up to the sky and just stretch as if you could reach for the stars or, you know, hug the sun and just say yes. You've got this, you know. Use the tools that I suggested about, you know, ask for a song, listen to music, ask for them to send you a message through a song. The right one's coming through. Just, if I can, the message here is trust. Trust that the right one is coming through. And you've got this. You've got what you need in front of you. You've got your boys and what you need behind you. It's connecting heaven and earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, just take a deep breath. To close out that lifetime. Do you have any questions?
I don't think so.
Okay. Is there anything you need clarification on? Anything you want to look a little deeper into?
Is there anything specific that I really need to know?
So when you asked that, the first picture I got was of pink Tribuna daisies. I don't know if they mean anything to you. Did those mean something to you?
No, but
okay. For me, those are my joyful flower. And if you look up the language of flowers, I believe those are joy and feminine energy. So what that's telling me, darling, is bring some feminine energy into your life, like physically. If you can't be that feminine because you're always in the masculine energy, that's okay. Bring it in other ways, like planting pink Tribuna daisies, right? Or having, you know, them around your house. So look for ways to balance that right now and to express that, that you can bring some of that feminine energy in. You're also showing me ribbons. Like, what are those? Like organza ribbons. You got like a lavender ribbon. I don't know if you have those around your house or decorate with.
I wear a lot of scarves. I don't have ribbons.
Do you?
Yeah, perfect. I even have a scarf on now, but I tend to wear a lot of scarves.
Okay. Drop them more feminine. Find stuff that is really frilly.
Okay.
Or bring in something more soft and sensual. Yeah. Fun. Girls tend to have more fun. That's not a gender thing. The feminine energy is just seems to be more fun. Okay. So that is the balance. Bring those in. And in that, oh, this is interesting. So the other thing of the ribbon. So why it's saying when I was speak, Tracy. Okay, I've got a lot of things coming to me at once. Sorry.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. To invite love in, there's a feng shui thing that you can do where you take a red ribbon and you tie it at the back of your door. So on your front door, you get a red ribbon and you tie it around the doorknob or someplace on your front door. And that invites love in. And that is part of the ribbon thing of bringing this guy, these guys in faster. You have a choice to make, my darling. Yes. we're in the time of transition right now. If you look at, you know, all the planetary and all the universal energies, if you want to look and tune into all that. And this is a time where you get to reap what you've sown. And it's also the time where you're going to be plenty for choice. Choice is plenty for you right now. So bask and enjoy it. Yeah, I see three major contenders. Okay. That's a lot. But again, your grandpa is still sitting on the sideline. I don't know if he had a chair. He's sitting in a chair, just like,
He would always like, rock in a rocking chair.
There you go. Yep. He's just like, just watching you. But no, as he's showing me there, he's also with you. You'll start to see he's going to make his presence a little bit more known with these partners that are coming in. So if you start to see things that remind you of him or start to again hear music that he used to listen to, it's going to be your sign that yes, keep going with this one. Say yes to the second or the third or the fourth date. Okay. He's just rocking back and forth and I like it. He's a great. And just they're telling me, yeah, you got this. You got this, girl. You. He's there to help you with this one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I think we're good. I'm going to ask one more time if there's any more information that needs to come through that could help her. Ooh, okay. We're going to go back to one more lifetime that wants kind of hidden. This is in dark. You're showing me it's dark. It's in a castle. You were stuck in, I want to say it's like a dungeon. It's not necessary. You weren't tortured, but you were stuck in a dungeon with your mother. And you're showing me this She was your mother there. You were a child, or no? She was a mother. Children are out. You were sisters. She's not your child. You were not her child. You were sisters. And you're stuck in the bottom part of the castle, which I see as a dungeon. You're there doing work, but it's almost as if you sold yourself to be there for the betterment of everybody else. And you're mad. You're very angry with her. And you keep telling her, you know, I trusted you. You're speaking a different language. This is in a different country, but it's like you're mad at her because you trusted her. She told you it was going to be one thing, and it ended up being another thing, and now you're stuck and you're angry. And why is this coming through? Forgiveness. Okay. So this is showing me as to bring through this, that showed me that lifetime, to bring through in this lifetime, forgive the lies. Not the lies that they told, but the lies that you believed. And when we forgive the lies that we believed, look at why we believed them. What were we holding on to in that lie, in that, what did we need to hear? And were they saying it because we needed to hear it? Was the information that we needed to hear something that was affirming a belief we had? And it feels like when I say that, affirming a belief we had, it's you had that belief. You no longer have that belief. But there's still a little bit of forgiveness for yourself for believing those lies. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. I think this came through with a couple. I'm feeling two relationships in your lifetime right now. So when you're looking at, you're showing me the lies, one big lie, and you believed in it. You believed it because you wanted to hear it, or you needed to hear it, but you needed to hear it to affirm a belief that was not very supportive for you. And it feels like you, without going into too much detail here, I hope you're following me, it feels like you've let some of that go. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, all I can say right now is this is my suggestion. We're at the equinox and the eclipse and all these other fun, crazy energies of letting go. I would invite you right in the next couple days to use all this, and even though you've done it a million times or haven't or whatever, either write that forgiveness out on a piece of paper, or however you want to do it. Do a little forgiveness ceremony, burn it, send it back to the ethers, bury it, however you want to do it. And as I'm saying that, I think you already have an idea of how you want to do it.
Yep.
Okay. Let's make that happen in the next couple days to complete those energies. Okay. Yeah. Just know in that sometimes we have these belief systems that are implanted in us, you know, sometimes at birth or our younger years, that are more about the person planting those beliefs than they are about us, even though we carry them with us into adulthood. And you knowing that that belief is no longer yours and letting that go is, I'm getting so many tingles right now. I I'm proud of you for knowing that. Like, that's huge. You just took that belief and broke those ancestral patterns so that, I want to cry, so that your babies, your kids don't have to repeat those patterns. And oh my God, I love that. I'm sorry. Anything to your kids, I'm sorry if I'm emotional, but it's just, I love that you did that. That's beautiful. So girl, give yourself some love for that. That's huge. I know that was not easy. But just know that it's done. Okay. You're done. It's all gone. Hugs. Okay. All right. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take another deep breath. It was beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me. All right, Susie, I think we're closed. I think we're good on those. You feeling okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, take a deep breath, get some water. I'm just gonna take a second. That was a beautiful woman. All right. I wanna thank you for sharing this journey with the audience today. That was gorgeous and very deeply healing. And it is in deep gratitude to you for allowing me to be your guide. I hope that you got the messages that you needed. Yeah. Peace. Okay, good.
Yes, thank you.
Good. Get some water. Take a breath. Now to my audience, as we close this chapter of my soul-to-soul journey, I invite you to take a moment to remember that every past love story holds the keys to unlocking a deeper understanding of ourselves and the love that we seek. Today's journey and reflections are mere stepping stones towards a more profound and meaningful connection and love. Thank you for joining us on this transformative journey with Circe. Keep cherishing your past experiences as lessons, and let them guide you to a future where love knows no depths. Until next time, continue to journey from soul to soul and discover the love that transforms all.